Here's something we don't really do that often. The Redskins actually eked out a victory against the Seahawks in Seattle, winning 23-17. Redskins Hall of Famer John Riggins is on the line. John, we've seen the ups with this team. We've seen the downs with this team. What do you make of this?
Well, it was a game that they played against a team that, you know, if you're going to try and do something, you had to win this game. And I thought they did a good job there. I mean, of course, they are what they are. They're not a particularly good football team, but they were playing the Seattle Seahawks. They were on the road. They're coming off of 6 straight losses. They kind of, you know, finally gathered themselves and hung in there long enough to get themselves a win.
I hate to say it, but I listened to a lot of the pregame, and there seemed to be a lot of discussion today about whether it was actually better for the team to lose in position for next year rather than win and actually have a decent record this year. What's your take on that?
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of ways you can look at it. For this particular team, I don't really think it makes a whole lot of difference one way or the other. And the reason I say that is because their record is not so poor that they're going to get the very first pick in the draft, which everyone keeps talking about, Andrew Luck out of Stanford, and he's the quarterback that comes along every 20 years. But, of course, they said the same thing about Sam Bradford 2 years ago. And true, you know, Bradford is a good quarterback, and it's very possible that Luck will be a good quarterback. But I don't really think it's going to make that much difference to this team. I really think that they got to keep playing together and staying cohesive. And right now it seems that they're doing that. I mean, you see some times out there on the field when guys start to get distracted, and you saw a lot of the bumping and the shoving and all that. Coach Shanahan, I would think, would want to do something about that. But in the big picture, they hang in there, and they made some plays, and they won the game.
John, for those of us who are not, deeply involved in the sport, are you seeing things that we should be seeing in a team that I guess is rebuilding?
Well, it's difficult because I think most people would agree, and of course I guess the Shanahans would disagree with us, but who's to say what they really believe. When they started the season, they started with Rex Grossman and John Beck, and most people didn't really feel like those guys were, you know, blue chip type quarterbacks to play in the NFL. Certainly Beck was unproven, but when you heard the Shanahans talk, that, you know, he was the next great thing that was going to develop into a really big-time quarterback. That hasn't happened. Rex Grossman still seems to be the same guy that he's always been throughout his career, which is an up-and-down guy, which can make some plays for you, but he can make some plays for the other team. So when you start with that, that's a big part of your football team, is not getting consistent play at the quarterback position. And I don't think we can say that they've done that. They still need a lot of players, and as I said today, you saw lapses of guys out there on the field that weren't thinking or just kind of quit on a play here and there. But still, considering all the adversity they've been through, you know, they managed to win a football game, and they got to get credit for it.
John, for those of us who were here during the glory days, I've got a lot of friends from those teams. Sum it up for the new fans, how it feels to be watching this frustrating season after season after season.
Well, I think that's a personal, you know, having played the game, it doesn't affect me much one way or the other because, you know, there's no seat like the seat when you're looking at the middle linebacker straight in his eyes. So as a, you know, as an armchair quarterback, I'm, you know, I guess I have done that to a certain extent, but it really, I would guess that people are very frustrated, and I don't know how you gauge their progress so far this year under Coach Shanahan. I mean, if you go by the record, it's not too doggone impressive. And, you know, if you look at the way they've played, it's the same thing. But still, the one thing that is true is that they seem to have hung together, which I think is a big plus.
Got 30 seconds. Sum up Roy Helu today.
I thought he played very well. I think he's a guy that's going to be, you know, what I saw today, and a guy that comes to mind based on the way this offense is operated, is Roger Craig. I thought he's got a lot of that. He handles the screen well. He can block a little bit, and he runs the ball well. Just, you know, a good, solid back that I think that, you know, he's a guy that's going to perform in the future for this team.
John, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Redskins Hall of Famer John Riggins.